on air, WICC 600. Online, WICC600.com. Let's stimulate your brain with the Lisa Wexler Show.
And welcome back to the show. Joining us now, as he does every week, is Wayne Winston, where we grapple with issues of race and how they affect our society locally and nationally. 203-333-9422. Wayne, can you begin? I know you wanted to tell us about some kind of an update on the Trumbull Diversity Commission. Is that what we want to talk about today? Go ahead. Wayne, you there? Hola, bola. Wayne, I can't hear you.
Oh, Andrew, I'm sorry. Can
that's
hear
okay.
Now?
Were you on mute? Were you on mute, Wayne? I know that all too well. Okay. Hi, Wayne. So tell us what's going on in the ongoing story of what happened with the Trumbull Diversity Commissioner.
Yes, that's on the Edit Committee. It stands for Equality, Diversity, Inclusion Task Force. And since last we talked about it, it has kind of morphed into something even larger, to the point where on the 4th, they'll be voting for the removal or restructure of the Edit Committee. And, the person who is the president, who is Tara Figueroa, I'm pretty familiar with the case. In fact, I was around when they first put the thing together to look at things in Trumbull. No black police officers, no black firemen, and so on. Educationally, not enough black teachers or brown ones, for that matter. And she's Filipino. So we had the whole Black Lives Matter thing, which started out with the Blue Lives Matters online. She defends some kids who took the lawn signs off, and the people in Trumbull, basically, too many, wanted to have severe punishment for the kids. So when she defended them and basically said, hey, the Blue Lives Matters flag has been, co-opted by white supremacy, it may as well be Confederate flag. That's what triggers the whole thing. It says you're anti-police, therefore you can't head up the committee. And no one's anti-police. And that's just, I think, the difficult thing when you're online and you're in your own world and you don't know what's happening, nationally. So the kids were punished. They went to court. One was 12 years old and two were 15. And right now, as we move forward, they want her to step down. And I was on a couple of calls, and I have to tell you, this is indicative of even what was happening in Fairfield, where there's a death threat to someone in the Edit Committee, just trying to do this whole diversity thing. And it is an issue. It's a problem, and we can fix it, but we have to at least acknowledge that there is a racial problem that exists in this climate right now, period, and especially right now. So I'm hoping that that goes the right way. She's a young female who's a Filipino. There's someone who on the police commission site even threatened to burn a cross on her lawn. And we're like, this is really crazy in 2021. And we wondered what happened to that person. And they just took the sign down. I mean, took the thread down. And then that was it. So she's fearful for her life. It's just insane. This is 2021. It's a diversity committee. That's all that it is.
Who are the they that want her removed? Are the they individuals that had a petition? Like, what's the they?
To be specific, it was the Republican Town Committee. They're on record, as is the police commission.
Okay. And they want her on record because they feel that her language, bespeaks a prejudice against them? They don't feel that she can be neutral on this committee? What are they really saying?
That's basically what they're saying. And the union itself, we had some NAACP involved, and, they have their own details on it. But I know they haven't been able to meet with the police commission. And everyone wants this thing to be solved, and it's just turning into something. But her resignation, as far as I'm concerned, is absurd, because as an American citizen, you have a right to your opinion. But, based upon what was happening, those poor kids, again, some of the people are calling for the death penalty for children for taking lawn signs, and they posted them online because they're dumb kids. It was just a lot.
And tell me, what is the mission of this Edit Committee at Trumbull? What are they supposed to do? What role are they supposed to fulfill?
Basically just to in places where there's a lack of diversity. And I mentioned the fire department, the police department, these intimate places that people that work in our communities that we see every day, emergency comes up, we don't have any.
Oh, so the committee was intended to what? Take a look at that and see if there was something they could do about it? Or like, what is the committee supposed to do?
The committee was supposed to look across the board, and it was, when the committee was put together, the town committee knew who the people were and so on. And so it was a good choice. It grew out of, the whole George Floyd situation. And, they had just started the work. So it's ironic that the first time we hit a hiccup, it becomes disband the thing rather than let's have the discussion about how we fix that, because that's what the whole diversity problem was. So if, who expects the whole door to open up because everyone is ready to have that happen? Of course, there was going to be controversy towards it. But the idea is not to kick her out. It's let's at least get it going. So even within the education, trying to encourage the city to hire teachers of color, looking at those things as an overview, seeing where that's important, inclusion, and not just inclusion, Lisa, it's acceptance, because you can have cultures, you can have diversity, but if you can't accept those cultures and you still have those same barriers there, and if you have mistrust between the people, then that creates a problem. And some of the people in the edit committee that, that quit, and I've talked to a couple of them, they're like, if this isn't going to do anything, then what's the point of being here? So I think we have a chance to fix this, and I hope that we can. And I hope that that's not the final solution, because we have to talk about this thing, because God knows we need that in Trumbull. And I'll finish with this. We had a video that went viral where this young black boy is shooting hoops in his backyard, and a police car comes up the street. And he goes and hides behind his parents' SUV, and that's viral. It's on Good Morning America.
Yeah, I know.
It's like we can't ignore that. There's something that's wrong, and we can fix it. But we got to say there's something wrong. Let's fix it. And the first time we hit a hiccup, the idea is not to dismantle it or even attempt to put a police officer on the diversity committee, which was something else that came up. I was like, are you kidding me?
Wait a minute, Wayne. I don't agree. I don't agree with that. Are you kidding me? I honestly think that it might be a really good idea to put the people on who feel like they're way of doing life is a little bit threatened by what the committee may recommend, for a lot of reasons. First of all, I think it will lead to a much more meaningful dialogue. I personally think that this is room for mediation, which is my thing, mediation.
Yes,
I think
it is.
This is a perfect example where the town should be mediating this and having discussions. But I think that this committee, as you said, well-intentioned after George Floyd, it ought to have someone on from all of the existing constituencies who are affected by what this committee may say. And not only that, I think then when the committee comes out and makes recommendations, if you've got a firefighter on the committee, if you've got a police officer on the committee, especially if they're white, then you've got something where you've got real strength from the community saying, we need to do this.
Well, part of that becomes, okay, let's take the Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah.
When they work out the direction of their party, you're not going to have a Democrat sitting in the middle of a intimate discussion with Republican strategy or vice versa.
No. But Wayne, you're talking about something different. But I don't agree, because you're talking about a committee that is set up to represent a societal goal of Trumbull towards having progress and integration in the community. And you're talking about specifically looking at aspects of public life and service that are going to be affected by these recommendations. It's a much stronger, better committee if you have the stakeholders on it through the process of investigating the weaknesses in the status quo. It's much better.
Okay. So I will say again, the people that are on it to feel comfortable for what they're discussing, they would have to go before them anyway. They would have to go before a police department or whatever else, with whatever recommendation. I don't think that you need, you know, and it's fine if they're there, but I don't think you need the firemen to be there in every meeting to go, we need firemen. We point that out. We've got to find a way to get them involved. We do have white people on the committee. So it's not a matter of exclusion, you know, but we'll get the police department in this, wherever we need people at, we'll get them on the committee. They don't have to be on the committee, but they have to be part of the accessibility. And that's where it came out of. So whenever you go and try to change something, there will be people who don't want to change.
Okay? Oh, yeah, of course.
And so that's why the dynamic...
I hear you. But I guess what I'm... I hear you. But what I'm saying is... This is what I'm saying, Wayne. I'm saying that change is really hard. But
yes,
part of change, but part of change is, and the biggest part I think is education. So if you have a police officer on white, black, or green or purple, but as a police officer on this committee, because they know that they're being looked at under a microscope, and the committee starts to have conversations, the police officer says, well, here's how it happens, because you know what? Most cops come from kids of cops. I'm making it up. They come from kids of cops, and it's a family sort of tribal thing. And part of our problem is if we don't have a history of having more people of color in our tribe, then the majority of people who come in the next class will be given favoritism and preference because of who they know. How are we going to deal with who they know, right? And then you have that conversation, and you have it in a way in which people's guards are down and they're sharing a cup of coffee and it isn't as adversarial. And that's how you make friends. And I think that's how you make change.
Well, if they see it as adversarial, then that's a problem from the beginning. You know, when
yes.
we go and so that police officer being there at whatever time, it would still be adversarial. But I think we should you should have the place where people can think and do it. Whatever they want to come up with, because some things they would be uncomfortable talking about policemen, especially when people have problems with them, and a lot of them are people of color. You know, there is a place that that would happen. It's just that it wouldn't be in every meeting, because sure, you'd meet with the fire department and find out what the efforts are. This is how committees work. You know, you would meet with the police departments and see what their chokehold, all of these things that we're doing, that committee was going to look into that. When it came to Department of Education, what strategy can there be to bring in more teachers? So it would have happened anyway. It would not have been exclusionary, and it wouldn't require representation because people have to be comfortable. There is a problem with how the community deals with law enforcement right now, especially people of color.
Okay. Can we take a caller? We have somebody calling from Trumbull. I don't know. B from Trumbull. Welcome. You're on the air with Wayne Winston, who lives in Trumbull. And we're talking about the Edit Committee of Inclusion and Diversity and Tolerance and Equity in Trumbull. Hi, B. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Wayne. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. I've been listening to you guys, Lisa. I'm a longtime listener, Magnolia Room lover, just like you.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah, love it.
But I've been listening for a long time, and Wayne, I just want to kind of address a couple of things. I've been living in Trumbull for 45 years. I'm formerly from Bridgeport, the north end of Bridgeport, grew up in a very diverse town. I went to school. I grew up with diversity and I grew up with acceptance. When we moved to Trumbull, brought my kids up in the Trumbull school system. I'm not that familiar with the Edit Committee, and from listening to you the last few weeks, I've been trying to become more educated.
Sure.
Just a couple of things I'd like to say is I've been sitting here feeling, these blanket statements sometimes. I've been feeling just abused in a way for the town because not everyone feels this way. And I try to be impartial, and I listen to this with an open mind, very liberal. But it comes across that we're all racist up here. And I know that's not what you mean, But that's the way I'm feeling, and it's so untrue. We're so inclusive. The people that I know, so when we make blanket statements, we have to be very careful, because I think we're painting a picture of Trumbull as being very, very racial, and I don't think that that's true. Now, that's just my impression.
Understood.
My kids went to Trumbull High. One of my best friends is a teacher at Trumbull High. I know how she goes out of her way to teach inclusiveness, to teach about all diversity. And I'm feeling a little beat up, Wayne, by the blanket statements more than anything. Now, what Lisa was talking about, I was sitting here thinking the same thing. If this edit committee, I don't know how it was formed, but if it's going on and you say there's not enough black or brown teachers, there's not enough black or blonde policemen, there's not enough firemen, why don't we get some of those people on this committee? I heard your response to Lisa about, well, by the time, but I agree with Lisa. Let's do it now. Let's get them there so that they're sitting there actually hearing one-on-one how these other people are feeling. It's coming from the heart today, because
sure.
I love this town. I've never seen or heard of a lot of this racial division until recently with this incident that's going on now. And I know a few weeks ago you talked about how, you know, your family member or someone was stopped, and it was back in the day in the 50s. And I'm not saying anything like that is right, but we know that that was happening in many places. But I think sometimes with our blanket statements, we're putting this bullseye on Trumbull, saying they're very racially divided.
B, I would like to continue this conversation forever and ever. I've got my producer whispering in my ear, we're out of time. But I'm really glad that you called today. Wayne, let me give you the last word, and then we have to wrap it up.
Well, you know, we were going to talk about the what was going on with Chauvin, but I understand what you're saying.
Sorry.
Here's the hard part.
But this is local. It's more important. Go ahead.
Yes. Whenever you talk about race and what the problem is, it is personal. It's personal for me as a black man. I've got many stories. And what happened to my family happened in 1985. You know, that family with the young boy that you're talking about, he had to move from one part of Trumbull to another. Now, you guys don't know that, because that's not something that affects you. So as people of color, how we feel from a safety standpoint in dealing with these things and speaking about them, and sometimes they're often like that, and there's more people like that, but you just don't know. So coming on the show, it's not about just beating up Trumbull. It is about just understanding that there is a problem that we have to address. And people often don't want to sit directly across from that person who's in law enforcement at that moment in particular to discuss it. They have to feel safe when they have it, and then we make a solution.
I hear you, Wayne, but, you know, I hear you. And there's a lot to talk about and a lot of different sides, and I'm glad that we have this forum to air how we think about things. These are important conversations. B, thank you so much for the call this morning. I'm Lisa Wexler. We'll be back behind the mic.
I appreciate you.
And I'll be back behind the mic tomorrow. Stay tuned for Paul Pacelli from 2 to 6 with Connecticut Today. And thanks for joining us on the Lisa Wexler Show.